USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Yeas are 359, the nays are 53. The second portion of the divided question is adopted, and without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The House of Representatives had passed a coronavirus relief package as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. The relief package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says getting those direct payments was something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that the stimulus payments should begin to go out after Christmas.
The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week. $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A U.S. soldier who went missing from their post in upstate New York has been found. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey, and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And more than 70 cadets are under investigation in the largest cheating scandal in West Point's history. At least 50 students have already admitted to cheating on a calculus exam in the spring. The cadets had been taking the test remotely due to the pandemic. 8 students are facing hearings for honor code violations that could see them expelled from the Army's academy. A number of students who admitted to their cheating have entered a rehabilitation program set up to allow cadets who break West Point's honor code a chance to regain their standing. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn 3 rulings from Pennsylvania's Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the suit is part of a strategy to have state legislatures decide the election results. He tells Newsmax TV that 3 states could have filed false paperwork with the federal government by certifying their results.
Well, I mean, you have to go state by state. I remember an old adage that I learned from baseball. When you're down by 10 runs, you can't score 10 runs on one hit. So you got to get one run at a time. So the way I look at it, we have to win one of these legislatures. And I think we have 3 good ones to pick from: Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And I think in either one of those cases, there's a good chance that we've demonstrated enough fraud, actually overwhelming fraud in a few cases, that the state legislature has a very, very strong basis to make a determination that the election in those 3 states was stolen. That they, in fact, are the final arbiters. They're the final arbiters under the United States Constitution. And that, in essence, their state has filed false and fraudulent information with the United States government. The vote was filed by Arizona is a false statement. That's not true.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.